for nationally?
I really don't know.
I don't think we're, I don't, that's not our concern as much as we're concerned with, are people understanding what we're saying?
Right.
You know, are people getting it up here? It's not about record sales or how many ads we got on from the latest radio stations in across the country. It's we want to know if they understand that a song like Someone Like You is not vehemently marketed to anyone but you. But it's not about anybody but you. It's not exclusive to anyone, and music shouldn't be exclusive to anyone. And if you want to make it your own, it's very simple. All you have to do is open up your ears, and that's all. That's the bottom line. So.
And a lot of rock and roll and other forms of music from black artists have been screened off, or you know, a white audience hasn't been able to get a hold of it, and mm-hmm. I guess that's one of the biggest reasons for the Black Rock Coalition.
Yeah, I mean, the BRC is whole deal is to make people aware of what's going on, and a lot of times we do a lot of dumping on like radio stations and record companies, but a lot of it has to do with the apathy of the person of a radio listener, of a record buyer themselves.
Yeah.
If they really want to hear music that will move them past the point of being a vegetable, you know, then they should like actively go out and search for it if they really wanted to hear it. And if they really wanted to hear something else other than Milli Vanilli, then they should go out and support these other people that are saying something that they want to hear. And if, I mean, New Kids is fine, but if you want to hear something that's saying something, you want to hear Holly Neer or somebody like that, then you should support her. You know, people always want to put the blame on somebody else, when in actuality, it's our fault. You know, it's everybody's fault. You know, we can't do that. You can't keep passing the buck. You know.
Yeah, you start calling program directors, and they're going to start playing the music. Yeah.
Right. I mean, that's what it's a matter of. It's a matter of picking up the phone. It's a matter of going down to, like, your local Tower Records or your mom-and-pop, like, record store and going to pick up all these records that you may not have ever heard on the radio. You know, I discovered Fishbone because no radio station I heard ever played it. I saw this album cover and was like, oh, man. This looks pretty interesting, and brought it home, you know, and was surprised when I heard it. And that's what it takes, you know. It takes you to go out and be a little adventurous, you know. You can't be safe all your life, you know. One day you got to have to take a chance at doing something. And why not with music? It won't kill you, you know.
Nice. Well, I see you got the Public Enemy hat on. I mean, we're talking about social change.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about PE and what somebody like KRS-One is doing?
I think it's great what they're doing. I think it's great what they're saying and opening up the public's eyes and letting people know what's going on in their world. Because in order for us to change this world, you have to be aware of what's going on around you. Mm-hmm. If you want to make a social change, it's a matter of step by step, methodical, sort of like hand holding, saying, okay, this is where I live. This is how I live my life. This is how I do this, that, and the other. I'm inundated as a TV watcher with other people's lives, but never my own. If I want to make sure that people understand who I am, I got to do it just as they do and show them that I am just as much a human being as anybody else.
History lesson.
It's history lesson. There's all, the whole album, for that matter, is that the past two albums have been a collection of life's telling stories about Muzzy's life, about Corey's life, Vernon and Will's life, and Ian's life, and anybody else that we know. You know.
Now, you guys spent how long as New York's best unsigned band, or
about 5 minutes?
Yeah. I mean, how long were you guys getting frustrated? I mean, how long were you guys together and feeling that it might not work out, or what was that like?
It's
It's funny because I was the last person to join the band in the summer of 86. And at that point, we started to play New York clubs pretty consistently. And there was never a collective feeling of frustration, or even with the, you know, even with the business. We knew what we were up against.
Yeah.
I think we were more focused on just playing and getting into it, getting into the music. Because one of the things that was really validating for us was seeing the audience response and seeing our audience grow from 200 at CBGB's to 400 at CBGB's, you know, and Tramps, starting to sell out the places. I think there was a general feeling of, you know, people will start to come around, and record companies were starting to come around. There were a couple of experiences that we had where we had demo deals set up or showcases, and then they would fall through. And it seemed like, well, we weren't really sure what to do next, but we knew that all we needed to do was just to keep playing and keep going at what we were doing. And that's pretty much what we did. It wasn't even so much focusing on, oh my God, you know, we're not going to quote unquote make it. We were really consumed with being the best band we could be.
Yeah, a lot of people, I think, overstate the Mick Jagger connection there when he got turned on to you. And what happened? He helped out with the demo, and I know he produced a couple of tracks on Vivid.
Yeah, that was definitely a shot in the arm.
Yeah, it had to be.
It was great. Even though, I don't know, did you know that he was out in the audience when we were playing?
No, I didn't know. I didn't find out till afterwards.
Yeah, neither did I. I think Vernon kept it to himself, you know. He didn't want us to freak out, but I think he was the one who ended up freaking out.
Mm.
But what happened was he and Jeff Beck came, they saw the show, they liked it, you know, and that was good. I mean, I think a couple of weeks later or a month later, he called and wanted to know if we were signed.